Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. My guest this evening is Henry O'Donnell, National Vice Chairman of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association. Earlier this week, the Donegal branch held its AGM. He's been telling me about it and some of the main issues that the organisation is highlighting at the moment.
A very eventful year for the INHFA, and we have to say this is really our first proper AGM, it's our first proper year in existence, and we elected a new chairman who is Sean Martin from Donegal Town area. Sean has been a good member since we started, and we look forward to working with Sean over the year. We have a very, very busy agenda, especially over the winter months now. There's a lot of issues coming up that are very relevant to Donegal farmers.
The fact that you've had the year under your belt, so to speak, and the interest and the numbers still there augurs well for the future.
Very much so, very much so. I think there was an element of people that thought the INHFA was a one-hit wonder dealing with some commonage issues and that we would disappear, but far from it. We have gone from strength to strength. We have our national office opened in Tobercurry, and we have a lot of activity all over the country and have big plans for the incoming year.
Now, smaller farm organisations have come and gone in the past, so why should you keep going?
I think everywhere we turn, Chris, we come up with more issues that are so relevant to farmers in Donegal and in the West that haven't really been properly dealt with up to now. There's so many avenues we see where farmers need to have their voice heard for fairness and for getting their fair share of what budgets are there for them and to get some schemes that are workable for farmers. So, as I say, every avenue we turn, we see a lot of work that has to be done. And as we become more educated on how the whole system works, we're becoming more and more effective in dealing with issues on behalf of farmers.
And you have had access to meeting the people in the right places, the department, the minister, and recently you've been in Brussels.
Yeah, that's right. Well, firstly, we met Minister Creed a number of times this year. The most recent one was actually in Killybegs about a month ago, where we had very interesting talks with them as regards to the sheep scheme and how that was going to be implemented. And we were trying to impress upon them the need for a top-up for hill sheep farmers. And the other big issue on the horizon with the minister is the review of the ANC payments, which is a huge issue for farmers in Donegal and along the West. This payment actually started off as a payment for farmers in Donegal and Connacht, and down through the years it has gradually been watered down and spread out that it's a very small payment for a big number of farmers. There is a commitment there that the whole system has been reviewed and re-implemented by 2017. So we have a huge task ahead of us to get that payment back to where it belongs, which, as the name suggests, are the areas of natural constraint. And as you know yourself, Chris, Donegal really can fall into that category. So we're looking for a big increase in the payments for all farmers in Donegal because we have so many constraints in the area we're farming.
Typically, what sort of monetary value are on those payments at the moment on average?
Well, the top payment any farmer can receive at the moment is €3,400. We're looking for that figure to be doubled because there is precedence for it there in other countries in Europe. And what's happening is the Department of Agriculture are currently drawing up a scientifically assessed map which brings in factors like soil type, drainage, rainfall, aspect, altitude. And really, when you put all those together, Chris, a lot of Donegal will fall into the most constrained land, and we need compensation for that constraint. And Europe, after our visit to Brussels, are more than happy that that's where the ANC payments should be paid. So we need the whole system totally reviewed. The Department of Agriculture has given a commitment that it is a blank sheet and that it can be redrawn and it can be more fairly distributed, but we're going to have to make our presence felt, Chris, and we have to make a lot of noise. And we're also calling on other farm organisations to get behind us on this till we get some fair play and till we get an area of natural constraint payment to where there is real natural constraints. It's a big, big issue.
We don't want to get people's hopes up too much, but the bottom line is, as we go ahead down the road, this payment could be the difference between some people being able to continue to farm or not.
Very much so, Chris, very much so. Incomes, especially on sheep farmers and beef farms at the moment, have plummeted. And this, as I say, is European money that is to be directed to these areas. And for some reason, over the last period, it has been gradually diluted and moved out from these areas. And we have to get it back to where it's supposed to be. And to say, after a visit in Brussels, we're very heartened by the fact that Brussels see what we're trying to do and are fully behind us.
It's important also to recognise that when these payments do come through at a local level, the vast majority of that money is spent in the local economy.
Very much so. We would hope, as part of our ongoing campaign in the next 6 months, that we're looking for rural communities to come in behind us, because farming at the end of the day is the lifeblood of most rural communities. And if a farmer gets a small extra payment, he's going to spend it in that community, and that has a benefit for everybody. And in the long term, we need to reverse the decline in rural populations and try and have something sustainable for people to live in the countryside and to survive with some kind of a standard of living. So it's very, very important. And the thing about it is we have such a good argument, Chris. This money is meant for us, and we just need to make sure that it's directed towards us. So, as I say, we'll be calling on other farm organisations to come behind us and get a fair system for the payment of this money.
What other priorities do you see over the next year or so?
From our visit to Brussels, we were told the review of the Common Agricultural Policy, which takes place between now and 2017, there is a consensus that there's not really going to be that much of a review, because with issues like Brexit on the horizon, I think the attitude is there that just to let things fairly much sit as they are until 2020, and that's going to be a whole different ballgame then. But as I say, the ANC really is the one opportunity where our organisation see that we can actually make a difference and get some more money in farmers' pockets. And it's money that's already there. We're not looking for additional monies. It's already been granted. And it's just the distribution of it needs to be sorted out. So really, that's our huge issue. We're asking all farmers, whether they are members of INHFA or not, to come along to our series of regional meetings to hear what is actually happening with the ANC payment and to hear our proposals. And if they don't support us in other areas, I think they'll support us in our endeavours to try and get this payment, because it's in everybody's interest. So we're rolling out regional meetings. The first one is Wednesday the 16th in Carndonagh in Tullnerie. The second one is on Tuesday the 22nd in Glenties in the Highland Hotel. The next one is on Tuesday the 29th. It's going to be in the Falkara Garda Hark area. We haven't the venue totally confirmed yet. And we may have another one before Christmas, we're not sure. But we're going to have another four or five in the new year to cover other areas we have missed. And what we're hoping maybe is to culminate in a very large, possibly a protest type meeting, if you like, where we're going to invite our local representatives and our TDs and our MEPs to come forward and to outline very clearly what they're proposing for the policy for the new ANC, because I think people need to get out and stand up for themselves this time, Chris, and make their feelings heard, that our politicians can't just hide behind party lines. They're going to have to support us.
What about PharmAssist? What's the stance on it? There's a feeling that, you know, it can be very valuable in helping particularly small farmers. And in recent years, the payments have gone down. The number of people receiving it has also reduced. Some people would say that's because maybe things have improved.
We would feel, having watched what has happened, is there seems to have been an attitude in the Department of Social Protection that they wanted to minimise the number of farmers receiving the payment. We have huge issues with it. Now, they have rolled back on some of the stuff that they were doing, and they have allowed an income disregard for some of the environmental scheme, the GLAS scheme. There's a very basic thing wrong with it, where if a farmer tries to improve his lot by improving his farm or keeping more stock, he's immediately penalised in his farm assist payment. So we would like to see something where there's an incentive for a farmer to try and improve his lot, rather than just saying if you farm more efficiently or you keep more animals, we're just going to immediately cut off all payments to you. That whole area of it needs to be looked at, and it's actually quite difficult to get progress on it.
And finally, Henry O'Donnell, if somebody wants to get involved, or if they want to find out more, what's the best route to take?
Well, I would say in the short term, we would love all farmers to try and come to the local INHFA meeting, because I feel they'll learn a lot about what the current issues are and what our proposals are to solve them, and especially the ANC payment. This is a huge issue, and farmers need to become aware of what's happening, and they need to be aware of the opportunity that exists for this payment to be increased if we have our voice heard. I would say to any farmer, come along to our meetings. You'll get a warm welcome, and hopefully you'll get a good assessment of what way agricultural policies are being directed at the moment, and what you can see what we're trying to do.
Henry O'Donnell there, the National Vice Chairman of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association. The Donegal Local Development Company, the IFA, and the Health and Safety Authority of Ireland are organising a farm safety and security event on Tuesday, the 15th of November, starting at 12:30 p.m. at John Spears Farm, Castle Shanahan, just outside Letterkenny, along the Remelton Road. The farm will be open to the public on the day, with practical talks and an interactive risk assessment walk around the farm. The event is funded by the Social Inclusion and Community Activation Programme, which is funded by the Irish Government and co-funded by the European Social Fund. The Letterkenny branch of the IFA is having its annual dinner dance in the Station House Hotel in Letterkenny on Friday, November the 18th. As always, a donation will be made to charity from the proceeds. In the past, they've helped many worthy causes, and following the tsunami in Indonesia back in 2004, subsequently they raised money for a boat which was named Letterkenny IFA. The potato harvest is now almost complete, and the rush is on to get the remainder of the crop in. Overall production figures are down on last year, according to the IFA. Peeling prices are on a par with some wholesale prices, so it makes no sense to withhold produce from this market and allow an influx of imports. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steer base making €3.65 to €3.70 a kilo. Heifers, €3.75 to €3.80 a kilo. Young bulls, €3.60 to €3.85 a kilo. And cows, €2.85 to €3.40 a kilo. And sheep prices, €4.65 a kilo to 22 kilos. Ewes making €2.40 a kilo. Well, that's it for tonight's edition of Farming News and Views from me, Chris Ashmore. Until next week, thanks for listening. Goodbye.